KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of my promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Folks, I can't talk tonight. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Chad asked me to call the net for him tonight. He has other appointments with some things he needed to do. His son is getting married, and I think he is meeting the in-laws and outlaws and all that sort of stuff tonight. So we'll keep him in there. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Got a few folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll run through those real quick, and then we'll go to the RF check-ins. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest, and W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville, and KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's, and KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's down in Prosperity. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, he's down in Pelzer. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KN4RJ John up there in Brown Summit. And KO4NUE, sweet bride. KO4RYP, Miss Anna, they're up in Campobello. Via telephone relay. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope all y'all are having a good evening and have a good weekend. Got an EchoLink station up now. We'll go to the EchoLink stations, then we'll go into the RF check-ins. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy and her husband, Mark. W2MJB. They're down in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. We'll move to the RF check-ins now. This being Saturday night, we'll start at the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Name Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative. DOS, WD4DYH, Johnny, Travers Rest, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, Gary.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
check in and out November 4. Bravo, X-ray, Bravo, Herb, up in Shelby.
4, DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. Gary, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4 DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
TOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's a great way to start the net off. I'd like to say good evening to KK4DMW, Mr. Rick, and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's her daughter, Michelle. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. I don't get to talk to you much, but good hearing you on the air. And WD4DYH, Mr. Johnny up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And N4BXB, that's Mr. Herb up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. Hope you're doing well. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry down in Anderson. Appreciate you being here, Jerry. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Moving up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Gary. Thank you.
I4DOS. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thanks for being here.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there at Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're staying well and dry up there. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Let's look at my calendar and see what day it was. Anyway. Hope you enjoy well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you enjoy both are well. Good evening to you enjoy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS. Harry, and here all day long, I thought it was Saturday. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4, DOS.
Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. And Gary, I will be in and out this evening. Over.
DOS. Kilo, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4-LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No round table for general information. Anybody that tried to check in on the Anderson 79 net earlier, the 79 machine, at least for tonight, is off the air.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan. I'm up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to you and everybody on the net.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Sid, I almost had to look to see what day it was, too. Ted asked me to, he said it was his night to call the net, and some things came up, and he really needed a fill-in for him tonight. And he said, I hate to do this. He said, but, you know, I want to make sure it's covered. So I told him I wouldn't mind doing it. But I do appreciate you being with us tonight, Zen. Hope you're doing well. And again, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And Larry, you're not by yourself. I'm sure there's a whole lot of people that's wondering why I'm calling the net on a Saturday night. But we want to keep the net covered and let the folks know that we are still on the air. But I do appreciate y'all being with us, and you tell Donna we said hello. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And KI-4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there on Table Rock. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. And Andy, thanks for the update on the 7-9 machine down there in Anderson. It's off the air for some reason. Hopefully they will get that thing back up and running real soon, and it'll go back to normal operation. But thanks for letting us know, Andy. Also like to say good evening, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And K3JOI, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she was in the other room watching the TV when I came in here. So I guess that's what she's doing. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I hope you could take man out of turn, if you will, please, sir. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform, Hotel X-Ray, Jamie, and my proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November, my wife, Sabrina. We're in Chesney, and we're requesting to be short time. 73 to you, Gary, and Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. Tell Joy we said hello, Gary.
POS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4UHX, Mr. Jamie, and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN, Miss Sabrina. They're up there in Chesney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Sabrina we said hello. And Jamie, I don't know what you did to your station, but I tell you what, buddy, you are coming in there booming. It sounds like you're right here in the room with me. But y'all go ahead and secure at your leisure. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. Let's move up to the Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mulling around Piedmont and into work tonight, Gary. 7th to you, Gary, Ms. Joy, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KI-4-DOS, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. That's KO4PXB.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4NNH. Mr. Fred, he's mobile down there around Piedmont tonight, headed to work. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful on the mobile and don't work too hard. Fred, how long are y'all going to do that food drive?
Yes, KO4NNH. Gary, we are doing that until Thursday. I want to make the announcement today, but the conditions are way too rough for me to really focus on ham radio right now. I'm just trying to get in and out today, Gary.
Well, I didn't know how long that was going to go on for. That's the reason I asked. I hope it's going well, and I hope you get a lot of folks contributing. It's a very good cause, and appreciate you and your buddy doing that. Also, like to say good evening, KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Where am I? Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Can you tell me if this radio sounds okay?
KXB, KI-4DOS, the radio sounds okay, but it's not doesn't sound as good as the one you checked in on a few minutes ago. It's got just a little bit of white noise in the background, Herb.
Okay, appreciate that. I don't usually break in on the net, but I need to know so I can put it back together. Thank you, KXB.
Young man, that's what we're here for. If you got a problem, let us know about it. We'll see if we can help you. But do appreciate it there, Herb. Let's move up to the next group, which is the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. And KO4QLD. That's Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. I'll be negative. Thank you, Gary.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4OW. Richard and Graham with no traffic, no round table, and still have a lot of static on my signal like last night.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4QLG, Mr. Chris over in Liberty. Chris, you sounding good tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Now, Richard, you got just a little bit of white noise on you. It's not real objectionable. But I can understand you real well. But you do have just a little bit of white noise on you. Got a problem. Nope, glad to help. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. This is KO4GPE. This is Andrew. I'm in Greenville usually. I'm up in Maryland visiting some family. I figure I'd check in on EchoLink. Thank you.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4GPE, Mr. Andrew, via EchoLink up in Maryland tonight. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Andrew. Hope you have a good visit with family. Have a safe trip back home. And let y'all have a good time while you're up there. Appreciate you being with us. Let's go back to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Up to the patient group on a Saturday night, that's the uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Again, Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Edmund. Negative, negative. And listening for the second net this week. Good evening, Gary.
Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4, WCM. Name's Daniel. Location is Traveler's Rest. I'll stick around for comments if you need anyone for comments, Gary. 73s to you on, to you and all on the net.
Yes. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Chief and Clover. Good evening, Gary. Just check me in and out.
Again, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in Southern Greenville County. Good evening to you, Ms. Joy, and everyone on the net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KN4VWA, Mr. Steve up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And KJ4WZM, that's Mr. Daniel up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Got you down for some comments. Be back to you in just a few minutes. And KE4ZHF, that's Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Additional stations, Uniform True Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net, this is KN4EXN. This is Chris Measley, first time checking into the net.
Your call again. I want to make sure I wrote it down correctly. I was a little distracted. I was doing something else, and when you came in there, I apologize. That was my fault, but give me your call again.
No problem, Gary. It's KN4EXN. KN4EXN. It's first time calling in on the net.
I'd like to say good evening to KN4EXN, Mr. Chris, over another neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. We have a different net controller each night. I'm filling in for a gentleman tonight, Chad, KO4NUE. Was scheduled to call the net, but he had some things come up, and he asked if I would pick the net up for him. So I told him I would. So here I am. But you're doing real well there, young man. But again, like I said, come back as often as you can. We would love to have you. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Two more out there someplace. I'm not even going to get to give away the door prize tonight. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Like we got most everybody, this is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chute portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. But before I go to the rag chute, Chris, do you have any questions about checking into the net or any of our procedures or whatnot?
KN4EXM, yeah, lots of questions, but I think I need to go to some of the meetings and try to get to know some people. Other than that, I'm just listening.
All right, if there's anything we can do to help you out, you just let me know and we'll see what we can do. But a lot of the newer folks, you know, first time checking in and this sort of thing, they don't know the protocol that we use. You know, we broke the alphabet down into groups, and we use the suffix of your call. The first letter, you know, yours would be E as in echo, and you would check in the E through H group. Or you can actually check in anytime. We don't really care as long as you check in. But that's the way we like to do it, you know, kind of give you a little heads up on that. But I do appreciate you being with us. And again, come back as often as you can. We'll go up to the RAGU now. KJ4WZM, Mr. Daniel is the only RAGUer I got listed tonight. Daniel, what have you been up to today?
Not that much. I was going to go out there today and work on my vehicle some, and I don't have it sitting undercover or anything yet. I need to set that up, but no sooner did I head outside and start getting set up to work on it, it started raining, and then it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained all day long until it started getting dark outside, and then it finally started calming back down. So I was really discouraged about that. I don't know. Not really a whole lot going on. I watched a couple of Christmas movies today and then took a nap, but not really what I was hoping to do today. Certainly not what I was hoping to do today. So a little bit of a change of pace there, but every once in a while I kind of need that after the rat race the rest of the week.
I hate that you didn't get to work on your car today. I personally don't like working on them in the rain. I have, when I've had to, you know, when it's a have-to situation, you do what you have to do. But even if you got it under a tarp or under a shed or something, if there's any water on the ground and you got to crawl up under it, boy, that's a miserable feeling. I've done my share of that, and hopefully I won't have to do it anymore. But should the knees arise, I will do it, but I don't like it. Watching a couple of Christmas movies, that sounds like a good idea to do. I'm taking a little nap. I was kicked back in the recliner. I went over and helped out at the VE test session this morning. Several of the folks brought little goodies to munch on, and we kind of put the graze on that throughout the test session. Most of it was eaten, and I don't think much of it was taken home, but at the empty containers. But we had a good time over there, and then I came home, and I kicked back in my recliner, and I was taking me a little nap, and heard a knock on the door, and got up. We had company, so I got up and opened the door and tried to get my eyes open and my mind in gear again. it all worked out, but I didn't get my nap out the rest of the afternoon, so I guess it'll be all right. I can go to bed early tonight.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't the only one taking a nap today. Now I don't feel so bad. Someday I'd like to... Oh, about the whole vehicle thing. One of the things I dislike the most about working on vehicles in the rain is water always finds its way to come downwards. And when you're working underneath the vehicle, it drips down your eyes while you're trying to work on stuff and gets in your hair and goes down the back of your shirt and all that. So that's why I don't like to work in the car in the rain. I do have gravel now that it's sitting on. I used to have mud, but now I have gravel. I fixed that problem. But that's why I don't like working on them in the rain, because it's nasty. But I was wondering, sometime can I get you to tell me the story again of when you got pulled over one time hauling strawberries?
You put me on the spot there. I'm going to have to, everybody out there is going to know what kind of driver I am, Daniel. Now, I was coming across California in a long, straight stretch of road, and the guy hollered at me on the CB radio and told me there was a cop up ahead. I took my foot off the accelerator and let the engine brake start slowing the truck down, and I went by the cop, and he pulled out and pulled me over. And he said, do you know how fast you were going? And I said, well, to be honest with you, officer, no, I don't. I run out of numbers at 80. And he told me he clocked me well over 100 miles an hour. He said he had a good mind to take me to jail. I said, well, I don't really want to go to jail, but if that's what you got to do, I said, I could use the rest. I could get me some sleep then. Then he asked me, he said, well, what are you hauling? And I said, a load of strawberries. He said, I can't take you to jail. He said, because the state of Arizona is not going to be responsible for that load of strawberries. And I said, well, Okay, what we're going to do? He said, well, I could put you on a train. And I said, that'd work. I said, my boss man ain't going to be too happy about it. I said, Arizona going to pay the bill on the train? He said, no, we can't do that either. So he wrote me a big old large citation, and that run out to California and back. I didn't make any money on that trip.
I didn't realize the ending there. I heard you tell a story a long time ago before I ever got my CDL, before I had even really thought about it much. And I remember you got pulled over hauling strawberries, but I didn't realize all that. I think that's funny. I know you don't find that funny, especially the citation and making the trip for free. I didn't realize it went like that. But that's pretty interesting right there.
That was back in 1988, Daniel. That's when that happened. So it was a long time ago. The police officer, he was pretty nice, you know. I mean, he could have taken me straight to jail and all of this, but he didn't. And he wrote me a big old large citation, and I didn't like paying it, but, you know, I had to pay it before I could leave, so I had to, he followed me down the road. Well, I followed him down the road a little ways to a truck stop, and we got a comm check. He was going to let me go, and he said, well, that kind of fine. He said, it needs to be paid, and I said, okay. So I got a comm check and paid him, and he said, don't ever let me see you going that fast to my state again. I said, okay. And he pulled out at the truck stop ahead of me, and I followed him down the road a little ways, and he turned off, and I put the pedal to the metal again, and I went back to my trailer trucking. He didn't come back after me again, so I guess we're in good shape.
Yeah, that's always made me second guess it. I remember the fastest I ever got any truck up to, knowingly and intentionally, all self-incriminate year, was 92 miles an hour, and I was empty during that time. But you telling that story several years back, I remembered it, and it really kept me from going any faster, because I was like, I'm not hauling any strawberries. I've got an empty trailer here. They're not going to miss that. So, yeah, I thought about that. I was on level ground, too, but the truck I was driving had a Caterpillar C15 engine and a 13-speed Eaton Fuller transmission. And it was tuned and ready to fly, and that thing moved. It really moved. When I was anything under less than fully loaded, that thing would climb grade like it wasn't even there. Only thing that slowed that truck down was when it was absolutely fully loaded, climbing better than 5% grade. It slowed down a bit then. But other than that, that truck moved.
How fast that truck would go, like I said, the speedometer run out of numbers at 80. But that real nice police officer told me, he said, I clocked you at 113, and I had slowed down. So I don't know how fast the truck was running, but we had eighth and ninth gears reversed, and you had to be running about 80 to put it in ninth gear. And then once it got up into ninth gear, then you could stroll on down the road. But when you run West Coast like that, or run getting paid by the mile, if you don't exceed the speed limit a little bit, you don't make as much money, because you don't get as far and you don't get back as quick, so you can do it again. I'm glad I don't do that anymore. Of course, after that, I changed jobs and went with a couple other different companies, and the company I retired from, their trucks were governed down to 70 miles an hour. Now, you could get them up, maybe 72 or 73 going down a hill if you kept it in gear. If you knocked it out of gear, which you're not supposed to do, you might get a little faster. But they had those trucks governed, and of course the DOT laws and all this stuff has changed a bunch back in the 80s. And some of it's for the good, some of it's not for the good, as far as I'm concerned, but I'm not going to get into the politics of the DOT regulations and that sort of thing.
I've driven a few different trucks governed at 70 miles an hour, and not supposed to knock it out of gear. I hear you on that. I've knocked mine out of gear a good number of times deliberately. Sometimes when you're having problems and you're matched perfectly side by side with another truck that's also running 70 and you're having to get out of the left lane because you're going like a quarter mile an hour faster than them, and you're heavier loaded than they are and you got a stronger truck than them, sometimes going down that hill and bumping it out of gear like that is about all you need to finally be able to get out from around them. So I've done that a number of times, to be honest with you. And they'll get rolling a good bit quicker than 70 or 72 then. Upwards of 80.
Good. I did all that stuff in my real young, not my real young years, but I was a lot younger than I am now. And I took a few more chances then than I will now. As far as that goes, but there's a whole lot more traffic on the roads now than there was back then. And some people would argue with me on that, but I don't know how many millions of miles I've driven, but I've run top to bottom, east to west, and all over the country, and then drove for 45 years, so the miles add up, and they add up quickly. But I'm retired now, and I don't have to worry about it, and I get out here and drive a speed limit, and I make a lot of people behind me mad because they want me to go a little faster than they want to go, but I don't have to anymore, and I'm going to ride around, and, if I'm late for somewhere, it's because I didn't start soon enough. Other than that, I don't have to worry about it. But everything, other than that, is going good there, Daniel.
Really hoping this rain lets up soon. I want to go finish my vehicle out back and have a whole different kind of story to tell on the radio. I can't wait to go back to playing and going four-wheel driving in the snow and going through the mountains and exploring different places again like I used to do. That's what I really, really, really enjoy doing. And I've been a little bit discouraged lately because I've just had a life that consists of going to work and coming home and going to sleep. And that's about all. So, can't wait to have the rest of my life back once I get that vehicle back up and running and out playing with it again.
The rain holds off and give you a few days to get out there and work on your truck, get it all fixed back up the way you want it. And that way you can go play with it. But if you go out there playing in the snow or the mud or whatnot, you be careful. Because those things can't get away from you really quick.
I'll try to do that. I try to be pretty careful, and if I second guess anything, then I normally don't do it. But anyways, good talking with you, Gary, and I'll let you get back to seeing if you got any more check-ins. I just wanted to help drag the net out a little bit. Last night, my net ended at 9:29. I was like, if I could have dragged out a few more minutes, I might have had a couple more check-ins. So, hopefully that has achieved its mission, and hopefully you get a couple more before calling it quits for the night. But it's been good talking to you, and I'll holler at you later on down the log. KI4DOS in the net, KJ4WZM.
I appreciate you hanging in and talking with us a little bit tonight. He enjoyed it, as always. And don't you pull no more of my stories out of the hat now. I'm not necessarily proud of some of those. But anyway, you take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Come here, go ahead.
KO4PXB, even though I don't drive a truck, I have two funny stories about the truck issues. In Germany, they actually have behind the speedometer, they have a little paper wheel that has a pencil. So any time that truck goes over 100 kilometers an hour, then that driver gets a fine, so they're never stopped. But when they get back to their office area, then they're automatically written a fine for any speed over 100 kilometers per hour.
I have driven trucks that had the tachographs in them, and I think that's what you're describing. They had two of them, one for RPMs and one for your speed. And when you stopped, it would go down, and the clocks would keep turning, and it would tell how long you stopped and, you know, how long you drove and all of this sort of thing. We call those tattletales. And there are ways around that, but I'm not going to get into that either because don't need to tell these folks everything we know. You know what I'm saying?
This is the second story about trucks. When I deployed to Iraq, we were doing convoy security. So we were in a Humvee, and I called ahead to a 915 semi-truck for the military. And I told him that he needed to slow down a little bit because I was running 70 miles an hour and I wasn't catching up to him. And I was like 4 miles behind him, and I was his security for that convoy. He said, well, I'll slow down to 90. I said, well, that's not going to do me any good if I'm only doing 70 and you're doing 90 and I'm not catching up with you. And I'm still 4 miles behind you, not providing your security.
Driving that truck, I'd have slowed down. I believe I want a little backup in a situation like that, Lloyd.
Down and we caught up, and then when we did that, we put one of the Humvees up front. That way, only as fast as the Humvee could go, those trucks had to adjust to us instead of like they, you know, originally started out with the semis leading the truck. And even though we're the convoy security, their commander wanted to have their semi-trucks up front. We're going, it's not going to work that way because you can run faster than we can. The slowest vehicles need to be able to maintain and set the speed of everybody else.
With that statement, and I agree with you. You know, the security forces should be within range of the tractor trailers, and yeah, if they're supposed to provide security and this sort of thing, you know, if he's way out in front of you, and 4 miles is a long ways, and it takes a lot of time to cover that, even at those speeds, and a lot can happen in that length of time, I'm sure.
For security, a lot can happen within 100 feet, much less 4 miles. Unfortunately, the situations over there with the IEDs going off, or you know, a vehicle-borne IED, that's distance, you know, really doesn't mean anything if somebody wants to attack your convoy, either by blowing up something or blowing up a car, you know, by trying to drive that car into your trucks.
I don't know what they would call those, they acted like the kamikaze pilots, you know, way back when. You know, they fly their airplanes into ships and things, or whatever. You know, it didn't matter what it was. If you know, them guys knew they were going to die, so they just flew their planes into whatever. But I'm sure there's some of those over there driving cars and other vehicles feel the same way. You know, they don't really care. You know, they want to take as many of you folks out as they can.
Yeah, that were pretty much the kamikazes like that were called VBEDs, vehicle-borne IEDs.
Well, tonight, I didn't know what those were called, so I did learn something new tonight. I enjoy learning stuff new. I was not over there, of course, but, you know, my hat's off to all the folks that were over there, and they have my utmost respect, and you know, I thank them for their service. I was in service myself, and I told a young man not too long ago, I said, he was complaining about the military and all of this, and the military should do this, and they should do that, and I said, well, have you ever been in? He said, no. I said, well, I was, and if they called me tomorrow and they would accept me, I would go back. And they looked at me like I was crazy.
military myself, and if I definitely got the call, I'd be standing first person in line. Same way with a lot of my buddies would do the exact same thing. See, and here's the horrible idea of that country, that they were either trying to, the enemy over there was trying to wreak havoc. They would use everything possible for to kill people. They would sit there and put the explosives inside the dead carcass of animals and in a post office box, like a mailbox that they think soldiers drop. I mean, they even put them behind the guardrails going along the roadway, so the engineers removed all those so they couldn't do that.
When you're determined, you'll find ways to do stuff that you wouldn't normally do in a situation like that in a war zone. It's unbelievable, and you know, I've heard a lot of folks say, you know, that they'll see a devastation of a tornado or something, and they'll say it looks like a war zone. Well, it does and it doesn't. few war zones that I have seen and been in myself, a tornado, that creates a lot of devastation, but not like rockets and mortars and bombs and that sort of thing.
True. The worst thing about the tornadoes and the destruction of war, there's innocent people hurt in every situation, and it's unavoidable.
It is, and like you say, it's, unfortunately, it is unavoidable. But, well, again, there, Lloyd, I thank you for your service, and it was an honor for me to serve, and I would do it again. But appreciate you coming in there and telling us some truck stories. What else you been doing down there in Simpsonville?
Relaxing and got the tree put up today, and any other time that was just staying out of the rain and dry. I went to the that gun show in Greenville this morning and stayed there for a little while and enjoyed that and walked around and socialized with some of our friends out there.
That one, where did they have it in Greenville? Over there at the, remember what it's called. That used to be Texville Hall. Up there behind the Krispy Kreme donuts at the old, at the downtown airport.
For PXB, correct, is on the TD Convention Center on Tower Road.
It is called the TD Convention Center now. When you said that, I said, stupid, to myself. I said, you should have known that. Yeah, that's where they had the last one.
Sure, tomorrow. It's going on tomorrow, too.
That information, I may have to ride out there and see if my son wants to go after church or something tomorrow. I don't know how long it'll run, but probably if you don't go early, it'll probably close early tomorrow. I don't know. Probably being the last day, right?
5 o'clock tomorrow, but most of the vendors will probably start closing up well early when they see the crowds go away. So probably the best time to get there would be while everybody is in church, that way the people don't start breaking down their booths and get gone and start putting their stuff away in the trucks to be able to see everything.
OS, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd down in Simpsonville. Well, I thank you for that information as well, Lloyd. I may have to ride over there tomorrow if my sweet little bride will allow me to do that. You know,
if
mama's not happy, ain't nobody happy around the house.
So that saying, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy, and daddy ain't happy, nobody cares.
Don't say that.
That's definitely, but being married 24 years, I've definitely heard that in many years, but it's not necessarily true, but it is a funny saying, though.
And it is funny, but no, I've got a very understanding wife, and
She's very sweet to me and takes care of me, and I try my best to take care of her, and that's what it's all about. Like I said, we may have to try that tomorrow. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what tomorrow brings.
I also have a very understanding wife, because with my military service, I've got, you know, I have horrible dreams, so I wake up during the night and, you know, fight and walk in my sleep and this, that, and the other. So it's, that's one of the issues that just has to be dealt with, and what all has been done in service, but it has to go from there.
Bed of roses, is it? That's for certain. But I'm sure you've got a good wife there. Sounds like you do. I know I've got one here. And she has a lot to do to put up with me and things I've done in my lifetime. And we met in high school, and we dated all through high school. And then we got out of high school, we got married, and I proposed to her. And on Saturday and on Monday, I went and signed into the Navy. And she didn't do away with me because of that, so I got a good one.
Met my wife probably within 10 years into my military service, and so she stayed with me the rest of the time and dealt with my other deployments, and so that was definitely hard on her, especially with kids growing up at that point in time, but she also stuck with me.
I'm glad she did, and glad everything's working out so far. Well, Lord, if you need anything, or if there's anything I can help you with, just give me a holler. I'm retired now, and I'm around the house most of the time. I may be out in the yard doing something, or out in the barn, or I may ride over to help somebody put up an antenna or something, like I did the other day. Had a good time doing that. If there's anything like that I can help you with, just give me a holler, and we'll see what we can do.
Like I said, I keep the radio on pretty much most of the time, and you know, I'm just stupid enough to be able to climb things and not really worry about it, and that really drives my wife crazy. I'm 55 years old, so I keep getting told to, you know, take it easy and be careful, and it's like that's, you know, not my mentality.
I understand, and I am really blessed there, Lord, with good health as far as my health goes. I'm a little overweight, but other than that, I'm pretty good shape. And I want to say it was last year. I went down to help a fella take a tower down, and I was coming down, and I don't know what exactly happened. I was about 6, maybe 7, 8 feet off the ground. I wasn't far off the ground. I was almost down, and I don't know if I missed a step or a rung coming down the tower or what, but I started falling, so I pushed myself off so I could land out in the grass. My left foot turned sideways, and my right foot landed on top of my left foot. I didn't break my ankle or anything, but I sprained it real bad, and it was black and blue for a couple of weeks. And after that happened, my wife said, "You're not climbing anymore." So I don't do a whole lot of climbing anymore. I used to. I can still do it as far as being able to, but my wife says no, so I respect her wishes, and I stay on the ground. That way it keeps me out of trouble.
Back to the saying, happy wife, happy life.
Yes. Lloyd, other station, go ahead.
This is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I've been monitoring. I have a question for the man who has spent time in service. Over.
RON, welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And go ahead and ask, I'm talking with Lloyd, KO4PXB. Go ahead and ask Lloyd your question.